I declare the first ordinary council meeting of the 13th Alice Springs Town Council open for the transaction of business as set out on our agenda here this evening. Welcome councillors, officers, councillors, families and friends, members of the media and public present. First of all, I'd also like to acknowledge the Central Arrernte people who are the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs. Make mention of the member for Namajura, who's in the audience with us this evening, Mr. Pake. And just a reminder that this meeting is being recorded.
Sorry.
Thank you. The meeting is being recorded and will be placed on Council's website. To start the evening, I'd like everybody to be upstanding, and I'm going to invite Captain Stuart McGifford of the Alice Springs Salvation Army to present the prayer for tonight's meeting. Thank you.
Let's pray together. Lord God, we just thank you for the chance to come together on this wonderful occasion. And so, Lord, we celebrate this day the wonderful thing that is democracy, and we give you thanks for the fact that people have been rightly elected to this place to represent us. And so, Lord, I thank you for each of them, for each of the councillors here and the mayor who have come with such amazing talents, such diverse understandings of the world, and such passion for this town. And so, Lord, we pray for them this day. We would ask that you would pour out your blessing upon them and on their work. Lord, I would pray this day that they would look to Christ as we all look to Christ and his example of washing the feet of his followers. And so, Lord, I pray that these councillors here would seek to serve this city with the same sincerity. And so, Lord, I would pray in each and every action that they undertake, in each and every motion that is to be debated, in each and every day as they represent the people of this city, Lord, I'd pray that they would be of service to this place. Lord, I would ask this day that you would bless this town, that you would take its challenges and bring your wisdom to them, that you would take its beauty and the things that make this place so special and make it a shining beacon of what you can do. Lord, bless each of them this day as they gather, and may this be a very fruitful gathering for your purposes in this city, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much, Captain. Please be seated, Your Honour. When you'd like to speak, if you press the button on your light, I'll be able to see your red light. So, thank you.
There are no apologies, Mr. Mayor.
Welcome to members of the public in the gallery. Are there any questions from members of the public about items on the agenda or other business of council? Do any councillors wish to disclose an interest with regard to any matter on the agenda pursuant to Section 7374 of the Local Government Act 2015? Councillor Cocking?
Thank you, Worship. Just for 12.3.4, I'd probably...
Item 12.3.4. Thank you. So noted. I present the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held here on Monday the 14th of August 2017 for confirmation. May I have a councillor who was present move the confirmation of these minutes as a correct record of the proceedings at that meeting? Councillor Melky, may I have a seconder, please? Councillor De Brenny. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Are there any matters arising from those minutes which are not otherwise dealt with by committees? Okay. I'm now going to move on and present the Mayor's report for this first part of September. I will mention to councillors from the next ordinary council meeting, I will ask all elected members to report on the matters that they have done during that period of time between meetings in relation to council business. It's an opportunity to be able to tell those in the gallery the different work that our different members do during that time. So just tonight there will just be the Mayor's report, and I'd just like to, before I close it off, mention a couple of other things. I'd like to thank Councillor Banks and Councillor Cocking for attending the Great Northern Clean-Up at the weekend. It was very much appreciated. Thank you. Also, there was some discussion during the election around costs. I'm happy to declare this evening that my campaign cost $4,208.40, and that it was paid for by myself and my wife. And I invite all councillors to present at the next ordinary meeting so as we can all have a clear agenda and very much transparency around where monies may have come from for the election and how much we spend. So I make that offer to other councillors for the next meeting. And one other thing, there is a Citizenship Day. Every September in Australia, Citizenship Day is celebrated, and we have 20 people who are going to have citizenship conferred on them on Friday morning. It's a 9 o'clock event. If any councillors can attend, would they please contact Alison so we have you on the list on the day. So we do 4 major citizenship events a year, and this is the last one for this year, Citizenship Day. Okay, thank you. Could I have somebody please move my report? Councillor Melky, have somebody second it? Councillor Price, all those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now, is there any business arising from that report that members would like me to expand on? Councillor De Brenny?
Yes, if I could, 1.1 and 1.23.
Okay. Any other items? Okay, 1.1, I met with the Lord Mayor of Darwin, the then Lord Mayor of Darwin, Katrina Fong Lim, a few days after the election, in discussions around ongoing positions on the Legant executive. As you understand, the Mayor is the Mayor until the declaration of the polls, and you see further down, I then met with the new Lord Mayor, Conrad Scarless, later in a couple of weeks later. 1.23, meeting with by phone with the Bulyer Shire Mayor Rick Britton in relation to the Outback Way. The Outback Way AGM in a couple of weeks' time, which will be held in Bulyer. It was Alice Springs' turn this year, but the decision was made at Laverton last year that was very close to local government elections that it would go to Bulyer this year. It is the 20th AGM of the Outback Way, which Alice Springs Town Council has sat on from the beginning. There's 5 councils across that road that have strived, worked very hard towards funding towards the Outback Way. So the AGM is in Bulyer, and later this evening when we vote on the Outback Way, whoever takes up that role, they'll be invited to the AGM in Bulyer in a fortnight's time, I think it is, Mr. Sayer. There's no flying for that one. They won't let you go to the Outback. Thanks. Moving on. This is the time, orders of the day. Are there any orders of the day, Mr. CEO?
There are no orders of the day, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. It's at this time I invite elected members or officers to provide any notification of any matters to be raised in general business this evening. Councillor Melky?
Thank you. I would like to raise an item for finance in relation to the amount of monies that were previously assigned as loan repayments, $518,000. I just want to make a quick provide a quick notice. That's all. I don't want to discuss it so much as to provide the director with notice.
Okay. I would probably ask whether you left that go through to committee meetings, because there are members in the room who wouldn't have that background. Would you avail me of that? Would you allow that happen to go to committee? Thank you. No others? Any deputations or petitions, Mr. CEO?
Mr. Mayor, there are no deputations or petitions.
Thank you. Any memorials?
No memorials.
Any notice of motions?
And no notice of motions.
Okay. I move on to 12.1.1, which is the CEO's report. And I'll hand over to the CEO on this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, welcome all. The first order of business, as required under the Local Government Act, is to determine whether or not the Mayor has a casting vote. Now, I know we have 9 members, and that's an odd number, but that's not always the case. We have members away from time to time, and there has been occasions in the past where a casting vote has been required. If there's no casting vote, then it's the status quo. The 11th and the 12th councils have given the Mayor a casting vote. This is a requirement. If it isn't dealt with this evening, then what it means is there will be no casting vote for the Mayor. It's on the agenda as required under the Local Government Regulations and the Act. And as I say, we need a direction from Council as to whether or not you're going to authorise the Mayor at the ordinary meetings to have a casting vote. That doesn't mean committees or standing committees or advisory committees. The only occasion where the casting vote can be affected is in an ordinary council meeting.
Thanks, Mr. CEO. In that paper there, 12.1.1, under discussion is the proposed motion. Is that correct, Mr. CEO?
It is, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
In the script down at the bottom of the page under point 2.
All right. Are there members who want to discuss this? Okay. What I might do then, if you would move removal of standing orders, Councillor Cocking, seconded by Councillor Melky. Those in favour? Any against? Yes, Councillor Cocking.
So, being new to this, and just the merits of the standing vote, of the casting vote, I suppose I'd just be very interested to know the history of how many times the casting vote has come into play. Because as the CEO did rightfully declare, there are 9 of us here, and therefore we shouldn't have those issues. And I suppose as somebody who, you know, we've just signed on to say that we'll be conscientious and that we'll be turning up to as many meetings as possible, given the worst possible outcome that can happen should a vote not be able to pass and therefore have a draw at a council meeting, is that it would go back to committees and would then come up probably a month later. And I just wonder if that could be explained to the chamber in terms of the necessity of that casting vote. Because while we do, I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Through the chair, thank you, Councillor Cocking. Many local government acts over the years has as an automatic right, if you like, that the presiding officer, the mayor, has a casting vote. That's changed in the territory over recent years. The fact of the matter is the council is a business. It's a big business, and the wheels need to keep on turning. And yes, it is possible to revert back to a committee meeting if there is a draw, an even number of votes. Now, that could mean at least another month before it came back to council. On many occasions, there's an urgency attached to many matters that come to council, and that month may not be able to be necessarily sat back and waited for, if you like, because the matter could be urgent. So for good business, there has to be clear definitions of the voting rights of elected members. And it isn't compromising any position of an elected member for the mayor to have a casting vote. It's simply in the matter of good business. I would, to go back to your question about how many times in the last council was there a casting vote, I would suggest around about a handful, something like that. It would take some time to go back and actually collate that information, but not often. But there were times, and I'd have to say, from my position, they weren't overly controversial. But of course, if they're an even vote, we know we have many councillors on both sides of the fence. So it really is an issue where your own views as to whether or not you want to make the final vote or you in fact give the chair two votes. But nevertheless, it's in the Local Government Act and the council has to feel comfortable what it does. But there are times, Councillor Cocking, when it is used and it keeps the business of the council moving along.
Other members? Okay. We'll go back into standing orders. Would I get you to move that back into standing orders, Councillor Cocking?
Can I move that we go back to standing orders?
Thank you. Seconded, Councillor Melky. Those in favour? Okay. So the motion that's in the discussion paper there, I'll put that this council adopt the policy that the Mayor may exercise a second or casting vote on any questions arising from decisions before a meeting of council in the event that there is an equal equality of votes on that question. I would ask whether somebody would move that. Deputy Mayor, seconded. Councillor Price, those in favour? Those against? Okay. Thank you, that's carried. Now we'll move on to the election. This is 12.3.1. This is the election of the Deputy Mayor. Director Price, you've written this paper, or who will I get to talk on this?
Well, I'm happy to, and the Director can certainly come in as required. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Another requirement at the first ordinary meeting, councillors, is to elect from the council members a deputy mayor for the period of 12 months. The principal member, the mayor, is elected by popular vote for 4 years. The deputy mayor is elected from the chamber on a 12-monthly basis. The vote is carried out by secret ballot. And the period for the Deputy Mayor's appointment is for 12 months. I'm happy to answer any questions or make any clarification as required, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Mr. CEO. Then I'll call for nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor for the next 12 months. Councillor Cocking.
Thank you, Your Worship. Given the it's a new council and people did vote for a change of the feel of council, I feel, with this election, and given the popularity of Councillor Price, I'd like to nominate Councillor Price for Deputy Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Price, your light is on. Would you accept that nomination?
Given my work commitments, I'm unable to accept that nomination. I would like, however, to nominate...
So I'll now call for nominations for Deputy Mayor. Councillor Price.
Thank you. I would like to nominate the current Deputy Mayor, De Brenny, for Deputy Mayor once more.
Thank you. Before I call for a seconder, would you accept the nomination, Councillor De Brenny?
I would.
Okay. Do I have a seconder for the nomination of Councillor De Brenny? Just whack your light on. Yep.
Yeah, I second that.
Thank you, Councillor Patterson. I'm calling now for any other nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor. Councillor Banks?
Yes, hello. I would like to nominate Jimmy Cocking for Deputy Mayor. I think through his, not only through his campaigning, strongly taking a position of leadership, also just acknowledging his participation within the community, I think that he has the skills necessary to also bring a fresh light to this 13th Council.
Thank you. Nomination of Councillor Cocking. Would you accept the nomination, Councillor Cocking?
I do accept. Thank you.
Can I have a second of a Councillor Cocking's nomination, please?
I second that.
Thank you, Councillor Satour. Okay, are there any more nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor? Councillor Melky?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, it's been a long time since we've had a Deputy Mayor, a female Deputy Mayor, and I think it's high time that we to have one, and I very much would like to nominate Catherine Satour, if she would accept.
Thank you.
Councillor Satour, I beg your pardon.
Thanks, Councillor Melky. Councillor Satour, would you accept the nomination of Deputy Mayor?
I accept.
You accept? Can I have a seconder for Councillor Satua?
I would like to pass over my nomination to Catherine because I think it's...
I'm calling for a seconder.
Can I second it,
certainly,
Your Worship?
And now you'd like to withdraw.
And I'd also like to withdraw. I think it's really critical that we have representation of women, particularly an Arundel woman, as our Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. So we have two nominations. Are there any more nominations for Deputy Mayor? Okay. Mr. CEO, we have nominations of Councillor Satua and Councillor De Brenny. Would you like to take us through the next steps?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, our director will hand out a blank voting slip. Please write on that slip the name of the candidate as your preferred Deputy Mayor. So write the name of the Deputy Mayor you're voting for on the slip, please. And it is a secret ballot. And under Council's guidelines, I will be the returning officer and we'll come and collect the voting slips in just a moment.
Thanks, everybody. Hold your votes in the air when you're ready for them to be collected, please. Thank you. Okay. Okay, we'll just wait a few moments while the CEO and Director of Finance tally those votes up.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I declare Councillor Jamie De Brenny elected as Deputy Mayor for the ensuing 12 months.
Congratulations, Deputy Mayor De Brenny. Now move on to 12.3.1. This is the... that's the one I've just done. I do apologise. Go to 12.3.2. This is the election of chairpersons and elected members for council and external committees. Now, there is an exhaustive list there, and I will go through and call nominations and move through it forward. So I'm now calling on the Chair for the Finance Standing Committee. Meets the third last Monday of each month at 5:30 in this chamber. These jobs, like the others, will go till August 2018 meeting. Nominations for the Chair of Finance Standing Committee, please. Councillor Patterson?
I nominate Councillor Cocking.
Councillor Cocking, thank you. Would you accept the nomination, Councillor Cocking?
I do accept, thank you.
Okay, can I please have a seconder for the Finance Standing Committee, Councillor Cocking? Councillor Banks, thank you. Are there any other nominations for the position of Finance? Councillor or Deputy Mayor De Brenny?
Yes, can I nominate Councillor Melky, please?
Councillor Melky, thank you. Would you accept this, Councillor Melky?
Thank you, Councillor De Brenny. I would like to decline on the basis that it'll be good to see new blood.
This is going to go all night, so thank you if you decline. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank Are there you. Any other nominations? Congratulations, Councillor Cocking. You are the Chair of the Finance Standing Committee. Now going to move on to the Chair of Corporate and Community Services Standing Committee. I call for nominations for that, please. Deputy Mayor?
Councillor Price.
Councillor Price, will you accept the nomination for Corporate and Community Services Standing Committee?
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for Councillor Price, please? Councillor Patterson?
Yeah, I second that.
Thank you. Could I call for any more nominations for Corporate and Community Services? No? Okay, then. Thank you. Congratulations, Councillor Price, Chair of Corporate and Community Services. Thank you. Now going to move on to the Chair of Technical Services Standing Committee, and I call for nominations for that, please. Councillor Cocking?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Banks.
Councillor Banks, will you accept that nomination?
Yes, I'll accept that nomination.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for that nomination, please? Councillor Price, thank you. Are there any other nominations for Tech Services? Congratulations, Councillor Banks. Thank you for taking on the role as Chair of Technical Services. Sorry, I'm just catching up here. Okay, move on to the Development Committee. This is not actually an election. This is an executive committee, and all councillors are required to attend that one. That is the first Monday of the month at 7 a.m. in the morning here in the Arunta Room. Papers for that will be distributed on late on the Thursday for that meeting. Sure. Now I'm going to move on to the Youth Action Group. This committee has myself and two councillors, meets every last Thursday of each month at 4:30 in the afternoon here in this chamber. I'm calling for nomination to Youth Action Group. Please use your lights and the microphone. Thank you. Councillor Albrecht?
I would like to nominate Matt Patterson.
Would you accept that nomination, Councillor Patterson?
I accept.
Okay, can I have a seconder for that nomination of Councillor Patterson? Yep. So, speak. Yeah, sorry.
Do I...
You're seconding that one?
Yes, I'll second Matt Patterson.
Thank you.
Councillor Patterson.
Thank you. I'm looking for another... I'm looking for more nomination for the Youth Action Group, please. Councillor Cocking.
Can I nominate Councillor Price?
Thank you. Councillor Price, would you accept that role?
Yes, thank you.
Could I have a seconder for that, please?
I'd like to second that, please.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. So I have two nominations. Are there any further nominations for the Youth Action Group? Councillor Ulrich, you got your light on? You got no? Okay. Well, congratulations to Councillor Patterson and Councillor Price on taking up the role with the Youth Action Group. You'll find that a lot of fun. I'm going to move on to the Tourism Events and Promotions Committee. I need three councillors to join me on that committee. It has funding to work with events and promotions within our town that encourage tourism. This meets the last Thursday of each month at 4 o'clock. So it's going to be difficult to be on this one if you're on the Youth Action Group because they're going to clash. So just keeping that in mind. Can I call for nominations for the Tourism Events Promotions Committee? Councillor Banks.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Cocking.
Councillor Cocking, would you accept Councillor Cocking?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I please have a seconder for Councillor Cocking?
I second that motion.
Thank you. Now I'm looking for more nominations for Tourism Events Promotions Committee.
I would like to nominate Jamie DeBrenny.
Deputy Mayor, would you accept that nomination?
I would.
Could I have a seconder for the Deputy Mayor on that?
I'll second that.
Councillor Patterson, thank you. I'm looking for another nomination. Well, as many nominations as you like, but I need more. I'm looking for another nomination for Tourism Events Promotion Committee. Councillor Cocking?
I'll nominate Councillor Banks.
Councillor Banks, would you accept?
I'll accept that nomination.
Thank you. Have a seconder for Councillor Banks, please.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Councillor Price. Do I have any more nominations for the Tourism Events Promotions Committee?
I'll nominate Catherine Satua.
Councillor Satua, would you accept that nomination?
I accept.
Okay, could I have a seconder for Councillor Satua?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Are there any more nominations for Tourism Events Promotions? Okay, we have four nominations there. We need three. So we're going to have a straw poll on this one. Mr. CEO?
Mr. Mayor, the procedure is the same as Deputy Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a secret ballot.
Right.
And so it would mean there will be three ballots for the three nominees. So okay. there is a process to go through.
Okay. All right. Could we please hand the paper out?
Thank you. Councillors, please write the name of one councillor you would like to see on the committee, and we'll do this two more times.
So You get a vote in every round?
Yes.
Okay. So the councillors who have nominated are Councillor Cocking, Deputy Mayor DeBrenny, Councillor Banks and Councillor Satua.
So please put one of those names on the first on the ballot paper for the first round.
But won't that mean... Oh, you could be in
there.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I went through this afternoon to make sure that... I did all this this afternoon to collect in the event of
When you have done, please hold it in the air for the director to collect, or maybe you would like... Thanks for coming. Please don't write the same... Oh, you're going to take these away. So what if we write the same name again and again?
There'll only be three next time.
Oh, there'll only be... Okay. So the lowest one falls out at this point?
At this point, yeah, at this point, this, Mr. Mayor, the candidate with the most votes is elected, and we do it again for the remaining two.
Okay. One vote, everybody.
It's a bit slow, but we'll be back in a moment.
So can we tell us who the first elected person is?
No, I can't, Mr. Mayor. We have a tie. Now,
through the chair, if I could, please.
Pardon?
Through the chair, can I suggest that I withdraw and be an alternate for that committee as deputy mayor to speed process on?
Okay, thank you. He has offered to be alternate if one of them can't make it. That's what he's offered, because the commitment is all three need to attend every meeting, and he's made that offer as Deputy Mayor, so I think that's pretty fair. So congratulations to Councillor Cocking, Councillor Banks and Councillor Satour. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Now we move on to the Public Art Advisory Committee, where I need three councillors on that one with me. That one meets on the first Wednesday of the month at 1 p.m. here at Council. Nominations. Deputy Mayor?
Yes, can I nominate Councillor Satour, please?
Councillor Satour, certainly.
I accept.
Thank you. And a seconder for Councillor Satour?
I'll second that.
Councillor Price, thank you. Nominations for the Public Art Advisory. Well, I'll have to start nominating volunteers in a minute. Councillor Cocking?
Councillor Banks?
Nominated Councillor Banks?
I'll accept the nomination.
Accept that? Thank you. Can I have a second of a Councillor Banks?
I'll second it, and can I also at the same time nominate Councillor Price, please?
Okay. Councillor Price?
I accept.
Okay. So...
Seconder.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ulrich. Are there any more nominations for the Public Art Advisory? Thank you very much to those three people, Councillor Satour, Councillor Banks, Councillor Price. Now move on to the Seniors Coordinating Committee. I'd like two councillors to join me on that particular one. It meets on the third Wednesday of the month at 4:30 here at Council. I have nominations for the Seniors Coordinating Committee, please.
I would like to nominate Jamie DeBrenny.
Thank you. Will you accept, Deputy Mayor?
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have nominations for the Seniors Coordinating Committee? Councillor Patterson.
I was seconding.
I know some, Glenn... Councillor Ulrich seconded that one. I'm looking for more nominations. Councillor Banks?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Cocking.
Will you accept Councillor Cocking?
I decline.
Thank you. I'm looking for nominations for the Seniors Coordinating Committee.
Councillor Ulrich, please.
Okay. Would you accept Councillor Ulrich?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please?
I'll second that.
Thanks, Councillor Price. Any other nominations? Okay, duly elected, Councillor Ulrich and Deputy Mayor. Thank you. The Australia Day Coordinating Committee, this one is meetings as required as we build up towards the end of the year. A bit of work's got to be done in November. December we close down, so it's all going to be done in November, so as the event is held at the end of January. So I'm looking for two councillors to join myself on that committee. Calling for nominations, Councillor Ulrich.
Oops, sorry.
Okay, Councillor Banks.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Ulrich.
Okay, would you accept, Councillor Ulrich?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for Councillor Ulrich?
I'll second it. Can I also nominate Councillor Price, please?
Okay, seconded by Deputy Mayor. Nomination, Councillor Price, would you accept?
I accept.
Okay, can I have a seconder for Councillor Price, please?
I'll second.
Thanks, Councillor Cocking. So are there any other willing to or looking to go on the Australia Day Coordinating Committee? Okay, thank you. Congratulations to Councillor Ulrich and Councillor Price. Thank you. Now, Community Grants, Our and Access Grants Committee. And also incorporates Community Computers Program Committee. This only meets once a year. We call for the community to apply for our community grants, our Araloon Access grants, and our we do one other one.
Yes.
Youth grant. Yeah. And the panel sits on those to adjudicate on those. So it requires four councillors to join me on that one. The meeting for this one is late February, early March. So I'm calling for nominations to sit on the Grants Committee. So
I'd like to nominate Councillor Satour.
Councillor Satour, would you accept?
I accept.
Could I have a seconder for that, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I'm looking for more nominations for this role.
I nominate Councillor Banks.
Councillor Banks. Would you accept, Councillor Banks?
Thank you, I accept.
Okay, could I have a seconder, please, for Councillor Banks?
I'll second that, and can I also nominate Councillor Patterson?
Councillor Patterson. Councillor Patterson, would you accept that?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for Councillor Patterson, please? Councillor Melky, could you use your light, please? I'm trying to catch on with lights so I can see you this time. You're right up the front. Are there any more nominations?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Melky.
Okay, we're now going into voting area. So, Councillor...
Sorry, if... I would...
Oh, we need four. Sorry, no, that's good. Councillor Melky, would you accept?
I'm happy to accept, but if someone else would like to nominate,
I'm
happy to withdraw.
I'm just going to cut you off there. You accept? Could I have a seconder for Councillor Melky, please?
I'll second.
Thanks, Councillor Banks. Are there any more nominations? Thank you very much to Councillors Satour, Banks, Patterson and Melky. Is that correct? I haven't lost it? Okay.
Just a reminder, this next one includes a Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. Now, we're moving on to the Regional Waste Management Facility. This one doesn't require any nomination because it is made up of the Mayor, the Deputy Mayor and the three committee chairs. So welcome Councillor Cocking, Councillor Price and Councillor Banks to the Regional Waste Management Facility to join the Deputy Mayor and myself. Over the page, the Sports Facility Advisory Committee. This is a very important one where we have funds from the sporting bodies in Alice Springs. We make decisions on how those funds are distributed, or sorry, are used through the year with sporting facilities. The council makes a commitment of about a dollar for dollar against the, that's in rough terms. So this is one of the few things that the community actually pay participation fees into. This is a very important committee. This is the only one that a councillor doesn't chair. It's chaired by Dr. Bruce Walker, who has done for a considerable amount of time. It has representatives from about eight sports off the top of my head, although in the room they represent sport as a whole, not their individual sports. So I'm looking for three councillors to join me on that committee. It meets the last Thursday of each month at 12:15. So you could fit in if you're on the Youth Action Group or if you're on the Tourism Events. You're just going to write off Thursday, as long as you understand that. So that particular Thursday, because there's a couple of meetings in there. So I'm now calling for nominations. Deputy Mayor?
Yeah, Councillor Patterson, please.
Patterson. Do you accept, Councillor Patterson?
I accept.
Could I have a seconder for Councillor Patterson, please?
Molly, I'd like to second.
Councillor Banks, thank you. Nominations, Councillor Patterson?
I nominate Councillor Ulrich.
Ulrich, okay. Do you accept, Councillor Ulrich?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for Councillor Ulrich?
I'll second.
Is that Deputy Mayor?
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm looking for nominations for the Sports Facility Advisory Committee. Councillor Cocking?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Patterson.
No, he's in already. Oh, sorry, he's been nominated already. Ulrich.
I would like to nominate De Brenny.
Deputy Mayor, would you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for the Deputy Mayor?
I'll second that.
Councillor Cocking, thank you. No more nominations. I declare Councillor Patterson, Councillor Ulrich and Deputy Mayor on the Sports Facility Advisory. Thank you. Okay, Access Advisory, very important committee, works very hard with a very interesting committee that they are community members. For this particular committee, I'm looking for two councillors to join me. That's the last Tuesday of every second month. So it's a bi-monthly meeting. It's 1 o'clock, and they do provide you lunch. So I'm looking for nominations. Councillor Melky?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to nominate Councillor Ulrich.
Councillor Ulrich, would you accept that, Councillor Ulrich?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a second of a Councillor Ulrich?
I'll second that. And can I also at the same time nominate Councillor Cocking?
Okay. Councillor Cocking, would you accept?
I'll have to decline.
Decline? Okay. Thank you. Any more nominations? Councillor Price?
I would like to nominate Councillor Melky.
Councillor Melky, would you accept?
Thank you, I do.
Thank you. Seconder for Councillor Melky, please.
I'll second that.
Deputy Mayor, thank you. Are there any more nominations? Okay, and Julie, thank Councillor Melky and Councillor Ulrich. Okay, move on to the Cemeteries Advisory Committee. This is a committee that meets the first Tuesday every 3 months at 12:30. This one requires four councillors to join the Mayor. So I'm looking for nominations for the Cemetery Advisory Committee. Deputy Mayor?
Councillor Ulrich.
Would you accept, Councillor Ulrich?
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have a second of a Councillor Ulrich?
I'll second that.
Councillor Price, thank you. Nominations for the Cemeteries Advisory Committee. Councillor Cocking?
Councillor Banks.
Councillor Banks, would you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for Councillor Banks?
Second.
Please? Seconded by the Deputy Mayor.
I would like to nominate Councillor Satour.
Councillor Satour, would you accept the Cemeteries Advisory Committee?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for Councillor Satour?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Seconded Councillor Patterson. I'm looking for nominations for the Cemeteries Advisory Committee.
I'd like to nominate De Brenny, Councillor.
Deputy Mayor, will you accept?
I accept.
We'll have a seconder for the Deputy Mayor, please, on this committee.
I'll second.
Councillor Price, thank you. Are there any more nominations? Thanks very much. So we have Councillor Ulrich, Councillor Banks, Councillor Satour, and the Deputy Mayor. Thank you again for your commitments, everybody. Now we move on to the Environment Advisory Committee. This committee meets the first Monday every 2 months at 5:30. It's made up of representatives from government and non-GO, NGO groups around town. Very important committee. I'm looking for three councillors to join myself on the Environment Advisory Committee. Councillor Cocking?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Ulrich.
Councillor Ulrich, would you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. I have a second of a Councillor Ulrich.
I'll second that.
Oh, sorry, the time has changed. I didn't catch up with it. I'm on interstate time. This one meets at 4:30, not 5:30.
It was recently changed. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Councillor Ulrich, did I get a seconder for that? Deputy Mayor, thank you. Nominations for Environment Advisory Committee, Councillor Patterson?
I'll nominate Councillor Banks.
Councillor Banks, will you accept?
I'll accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please?
Awesome.
Councillor Price? Thank you. Nominations for the EAC. Councillor Cocking?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Melky.
Councillor Melky, will you accept?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for Councillor Melky?
I'll second.
Councillor Banks has seconded that. Are there any more nominations for the EAC, the Environmental Advisory Committee? Thank you. Julie elected, if I'm not correct. Councillor Ulrich, Councillor Banks, Councillor Melky. Thank you. Sorry, the next one, yeah. The next one, the Aquatic and Leisure Centre Committee, is made up of the Mayor, the Deputy Mayor and the three committee chairs. So I welcome again Councillor Cocking, Councillor Price and Councillor Banks to that role. Now move on to the Parks Coordinating Committee. This is a position for three councillors to join the Mayor with, I think there's three community members on that one. This meets as required, or it says last Tuesday of the month at 5 p.m. What else was on the last Tuesday of the month? Oh, that was a 1 p.m. access advisory. Okay, I'm looking for nominations, please, for Parks Coordinating Committee. Councillor Price?
I nominate Councillor Cocking.
Councillor Cocking, do you accept?
I accept.
Okay, thank you. Could I have a seconder for Councillor Cocking?
I'll second that.
Sorry?
I'd like to second.
Second that. Thank you, Councillor Banks. Nominations for the Parks Coordinating Committee. Deputy Mayor?
Yeah, Councillor Ulrich.
Councillor Ulrich, do you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for Councillor Ulrich?
I'll second.
Councillor Price? Yep. Thank you. I have nominations for Parks Coordinating Committee. Councillor Patterson?
Nominate the Deputy Mayor.
Would you accept, Deputy Mayor?
I accept.
Could I have a seconder for the Deputy Mayor?
I second that.
Thank you, Councillor Ulrich. Are there any more nominations for Parks Coordinating Committee? Thank you. Welcome, Councillors Cocking, Ulrich and the Deputy Mayor to that one. The next one, the Risk Management and Audit Committee. This is the chairs of the three standing committees, the Executive, the Manager, Finance, Risk and Officer, our Independent Chair, the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor. So again, thanks to Councillor Cocking, Councillor Price and Councillor Banks. These meetings are called about four times a year. There's not a set date at this stage. It resolves around our Independent Chair. Yep.
Well, there is the next one on the 9th of October, Mr.
9th of October, if you'd mark in your calendars, that's the next one. Okay. Thank you. Now, the Administrative Review Committee, this is a standing committee, consists of the chair of each of the standing committees. So that one is very self-explanatory. Thank you to those chairs of the standing committees. The next one, the next two, I would suggest it's very worthwhile to have the same councillors on both. This is the Alice Springs Town Council Tangentyre Council Steering Committee and the Alice Springs Town Council and Luritipa Aboriginal Corporation Partnership Committee. This requires three councillors to join me as mayor on these committees. So I'll do them one at a time, but I would ask people to consider that it's very worthwhile to have the same people on both groups. We cover very similar issues. So I'm calling for nominations. I'll go to Councillor Cocking.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Sartour.
Councillor Sartour, would you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder?
I second that. And can I also nominate Councillor Ulrich?
Councillor Ulrich, do you accept the nomination?
I accept.
Could I have a seconder for Councillor Ulrich?
I'll second Councillor Ulrich and also nominate Councillor Patterson, please.
So Councillor Ulrich has been seconded. Councillor Patterson, do you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for Councillor Patterson, please?
I'll second it.
So, Councillor Sartour, thank you. Are there any more nominations?
I'd like to nominate Jimmy Cocking. Oh, sorry, Councillor Cocking. My apologies.
Okay, so Councillor Cocking nominated. Would you accept? This one will go to election.
I accept.
Thank you. Seconder for that? Councillor Sartour. Are there any more nominations? Okay, out with the paper, please, Mr. CEO.
So thank you, councillors. There are four nominees for three positions. Can you please vote for...
Three of them.
No, no, One name per ballot paper, please.
Okay.
So at this stage, just one name on one ballot paper for the person, the elected member for whom you wish to vote.
Okay.
To go on the committee. One name for one ballot paper only, please.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. The members nominated are Councillor Satua, Councillor Ulrich, Councillor Patterson and Councillor Cocking.
Mr. Mayor.
Sorry, are you nominating?
No, I'm just wanting to make a comment.
Councillor Melky.
Mr. Mayor, just to assist in proceedings, I would like to suggest that there are four interested members. I understand this committee hasn't met for quite some time, or both committees. It would be great. We can change the rules and make it four rather than three, and given that the lack of that the commitment is, you know, once or twice, maybe a year, if that, I don't see why we'd need to go to an election and take 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Thanks, Councillor Melky. On the times I have met, the interest of both parties was three councillors and a mayor. So I would stay with that.
Tied vote. So under council's policy, the mayor will draw a name from the hat. That name is the elected councillor for the first off of the committee. So the two names are Councillor Orrit and Councillor Satura. So it'll be a draw from the hat.
So that doesn't look like a hat, but
well, I was about to tell you, where it is.
How many are in there?
There's two.
Okay.
And you might like just to check.
No, no, I'm happy. Okay. I'm happy that you can check. Welcome, Councillor Satua.
Our councillors, we vote again. Mm-hmm. And the names, Mr. Mayor, please.
The names now are Councillor Ulrich, Councillor Patterson, Councillor Cocking.
You need some more paper.
Yeah, yeah, they're coming. Marley's been collecting. That's all right. Oh, sorry about that. I was just trying to build a relationship. Sorry. Oh, look. Jeez, I'll make an announcement. You want to swap that chair too? Glenn, Matt and Jimmy. No, I haven't been given one yet. I've been given one. Thanks, mate. There you go. I've done a few. Yeah.
Because there was some momentum there at one stage. I was like, oh, this is much faster than we might have anticipated.
You would be able to call them.
Yeah,
this
yeah. I just got a text from him.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Maybe Mitchell. That's pretty ordinary.
Mitchell.
What's his name?
Mitchell.
Maybe Mitchell. There you go.
Mitchell,
maybe. Yeah, fantastic. I've told him I'll call him after tonight.
Okay, great.
All right. No, I just did it. I just did it when he texted me. So.
All right.
Thanks, Mark. No, you're all right. We're waiting. Huh? Oh, sorry. We have Councillor Ulrich, Councillor Patterson.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I'll withdraw. Councillor Ulrich.
After all of that?
After all of that, I apologise.
Thank you very much, Councillor Patterson. Councillor Ulrich. So we have Councillor Satua, Councillor Cocking and Councillor Ulrich to both of those committees. Thank you very much for that. you'll be notified of these meetings. Red Hot Arts Central Australia Incorporated, we're looking for a representative and an alternate on this one. So I call for nominations for the representative. Councillor Price.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Satour.
Satour. Okay, a seconder? Oh, would you accept if elected?
I just want to ask a question, Mayor. Yeah. How often does this committee meet?
Red Hot Arts is supposed to be monthly, but it's been very much a scattergun over the last period of time.
Okay. I accept.
Okay. Just to let you know, I'm also on that Red Hot Arts board as well. Councillor Satour will accept, so a seconder for that, please.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Councillor De Brenny. Are there any more nominations for the representative? Councillor Cocking?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Banks.
Councillor Banks, would you accept?
I will decline.
Thank you. Councillor Satour, have you got something? You got your light on? No? Okay. No more nominations, then I declare Councillor Satour as our representative. Now, I do need an alternate, so I'm looking for nominations for an alternate on that. The idea of this is that when the meeting is on, if Councillor Satour can't make it, if she can give a couple of days' notice to whoever the alternate is to go to that meeting. So, Councillor De Brenny?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Councillor Banks.
Councillor Banks just declined the position.
Sorry. Beg your pardon. Councillor Price?
I'll decline, but I'd like to nominate Councillor Cocking.
Councillor Cocking?
I'll decline because they normally have their board meetings the same day that I do.
Okay. Are there any nominations or we'll just move on? We don't need to do it just for the sake of it. Sorry? All right. Somebody nominate Councillor Melky, please.
I'll nominate Councillor Melky.
Okay, seconder.
I'll second.
Thanks, Councillor Banks. No other nominations. Duly elected. Thanks, Councillor Melky. Now, the Development Consent Authority, I'll go to you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the moment, it's Councillor Brenny. Former Councillor Brown was the alternate, and the second representative was former Councillor Jade Kudrenko. Just a little bit of background here, councillors. The current representatives will continue for maybe 2 or 3 months. Then after that, any changes will be made. Now, councillor or former councillor Kudrenko would be happy to continue on in the role as council's representative. And I discussed this with Mrs. Kudrenko, and I said I will put that point of view to council. I'm duty bound to give you the alternate view as to why, in my view, perhaps it should be a current councillor. The Development Committee meets, as the Mayor mentioned earlier, on the first Monday of every month and discusses all of the development applications that are going through to the DCA, the Development Consent Authority. And that allows the councillors to discuss the issues and have a point of view to express at the DCA meeting. So there would be, in my view, a disconnect by not having a current councillor on the Development Committee. I mentioned I would put that point of view to Council. Mrs. Kudrenko was quite comfortable with that. And also, I need to say that Mrs. Kudrenko would be more than happy to continue on in the role for the next year or so until the Minister's appointment expires. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So, to understand, one of these positions is filled already. So we're looking for a representative for Development Consent Authority and an alternate. Okay. I'll call for nominations for Development Consent Authority. We put these up to the Minister. The Minister has to approve them.
Yes.
So it's not an automatic thing. It has happened in the past that it's not been accepted. So, okay. Councillor Melky?
Thank you. I'm a bit surprised that that's the case. However, I'm very keen to nominate a current elected member to take up that position, and Councillor Banks is my nominee, if she would accept.
Thank you. I'll do the accepting, but thank you. Nominated by Councillor Melky.
I'll accept the nomination. Thank you.
Can I have a seconder, please?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Councillor Cocking. Now, I'm looking for... This is for the representative. Are there any more nominations? Deputy Mayor?
Councillor Patterson, please.
Councillor Patterson. Would you accept, Councillor Patterson?
I decline.
Decline? Thank you. No more nominations. Councillor Banks then will be the representative put forward in a couple of months' time to the Minister. Now we're looking for an alternate. So I'm calling for nominations for an alternate. Councillor Banks?
Could I nominate Councillor Cocking?
Councillor Cocking. Would you accept Councillor Cocking?
Just before I do, I just wonder how long those meetings generally go to.
Half a day.
Half a day.
Well, I'll speak to the Deputy Mayor. He's been on it for some time.
Usually we have to get there at 8.30 for a 9 o'clock start, and it can go longest has been 3 o'clock. And again, papers and everything as well. But yeah, usually they do 1.30 minimum.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Councillor Cocking, would you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have a second of a Councillor Cocking? Councillor Price? Thank you. Are there any more nominations for the alternate? No? Okay then, thank you. Councillor Cocking, you're the alternate. Again, what will happen is you'll be notified if somebody can't attend. So you get a couple of days to read all the papers and go along to that. All right? Sorry, Councillor. Well,
just a question to the CEO. Are they the same papers that we read for the development meeting on the Monday morning at 7 a.m?
Through the chair, no, they're not. No. Some of the subject matter is the same, but the formatting, the actual reports are done from the department.
All right. Thank you. Outback Way. I sit on the Outback Way. I've been the deputy chair for a number of years following on from the previous mayor. There is a position on this for a councillor. The meetings are monthly by phone. Once a year attendance is required at the AGM. So I'm calling for nominations for the Outback Way. Deputy Mayor?
Yes, can I nominate Councillor Ulrich, please?
Thank you. Councillor Ulrich, do you accept?
I accept.
Thank you. Could I have a second of a Councillor Ulrich, please?
I'll second that.
Sorry?
Marley, I'll second that.
You'll second that. Thanks, Councillor Banks. Any more nominations for the Outback Way? Okay. Thanks very much, Councillor Ulrich. Roll your swag. You're on the road. Oh, you've been doing that for 20 years.
I love
years.
The road, yeah.
Next one is the Alice Springs Art Foundation, an outside committee that we're asked to be involved with. This calls for a councillor. It meets every second Tuesday of the month at 5.30.
Sorry, can I correction that?
Change.
We actually meet every Monday, first Monday of the month at 5.30.
Just the first Monday of the month.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for that change. Do you currently sit on that?
I do.
Yeah, thank you. Could I please have nominations for the Alice Springs Art Foundation? Councillor Ulrich?
I'd like to nominate De Brenny, Councillor.
Okay. Do you accept, Councillor De Brenny?
I do.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for that position, please?
I'll second that.
Sorry, Councillor Cocking. Any other nominations for Alice Springs Art Foundation? Okay. Thank you, Deputy Mayor, for that. Now, this next one is the Alice Springs Population Intelligence Working Group. One representative meets twice a year. They attend with the Director of Finance. I'd probably suggest, but I think that the Chair for the Finance Committee should seriously look at this role because it's around population and to go with the Director of Finance. But in that matter, I will call for nominations. Councillor Patterson? Thank you. Would you accept, Councillor Cocking?
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please?
I'll
Councillor
second.
Price, thank you. Any other nominations? No? Thank you, Councillor Cocking. Now going to move on to the Ligant representative. I will just explain, I am currently the president of the Local Government Association, having been nominated by the Alice Springs Town Council, and it runs through till November next year. I also am currently the Vice President of the Australian Local Government Association, which runs through until November this year. November next year. There are two positions, two Ligant representatives, two councillors required. We have two meetings a year, two general meetings, One is usually in the north part of the territory and one's in the south part of the territory. The next AGM is here in Alice Springs in November. So I'm looking for two representatives to sit on the Legant, be our Legant representatives. So I'm looking for nominations for two councillors, please. Councillor Ulrich?
I'd like to nominate Councillor De Brenny.
Deputy Mayor, would you accept?
I'd accept.
Okay, could I have a seconder, please?
I'll second.
Councillor Patterson, thank you. More nominations for the Legant representatives? Councillor Cocking?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Banks.
Thank you. Would you accept, Councillor Banks?
I'll accept.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for Councillor Banks, please? Deputy Mayor, thank you. Are there any more nominations for the Legant representative?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Cocking.
Okay. Councillor Cocking for Legant representative. Would you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Cocking, seconder, please.
I'll second.
Councillor Satua, thank you. Are there any more nominations for Legant representative? No, we'll go to the vote again.
So we have three nominations, councillors. Please vote for one candidate only on the ballot paper.
We've got The three candidates were Deputy Mayor, Councillor Banks, Councillor Cocking. One over there, two over there. Yep. Please entertain yourselves while they go and do the count. It was Skye's turn for a song, I think.
Were you talking about
AFL? No. Now, what's your song?
Don't worry, me.
Do you practice that one?
I play the ukulele.
No, but do you practice that message?
Oh.
You can't give a message out without
unless
practicing.
You support that.
Yeah.
What would you sing, Mr.
On the road again, sniff some rear ends with my friends. Oh no, that was the wrong word.
Are you going to the outback? Are you going to the
wood? Yes. Yeah.
You're on the Wednesday.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a mad rush because I'm in Groote Eylandt on Tuesday.
Oh.
Back Wednesday morning.
So what will you do? Come back to Alice and then go out?
Yeah, I have to fly in here. It's 9:00, and then I drive all day and get there sometime or not. AGM's next day. Oh, it should responsibly take me 14 hours.
It's a big drive. I've done it once.
Just ask the CEO. I drove him last time.
How long did it take you last
time? Oh, I can't remember.
Did you take Jerry's or did you stop it?
We could ask him, but he dropped it, fishing trip and all that.
Mr. Mayor, councillors, I declare Councillor Brenny nominated as a Legant representative. But to cast your votes for either Councillor Banks or Councillor Cocking.
So we've got two, Councillor Banks or Councillor Cocking, please. But I'm down to Canberra and Brisbane before that one. Melbourne, Canberra. All-day meeting Canberra off to Brisbane, so one of those national ones. Fly over here. I've got a day at home, I didn't go over.
Did you have to fly over to Sydney and Canberra to get back to you?
No, Brisbane direct Saturday morning.
Oh,
yeah. Only on the weekends. It's only on the weekends. Yeah, it's quite hard, isn't it? It's only that capital city.
What, Bris Vegas?
Let's not get into that argument.
Depends whether you're segregated from
the Gold Coast or not. Bloody airport's so far away, you have to shift from the city out to the Novotel to catch the early plane. You can't afford to do it in the morning because there'd be a traffic jam on one of them bridges.
It's nearly easier to go to Toowoomba and fly to Sydney than Sydney to here.
Yeah, no, I'll get home midday from Brisbane. I'll get a couple of hours at home that afternoon.
Just briefly. I'll
take the cardboard and cut it out.
Mr. Mayor, councillors, I declare Councillor Banks as the second Legant delegate.
Thank you. Congratulations to the Deputy Mayor and Councillor Banks, Legant representatives. Move on to the Tangentyea Women's Committee Family Safety Project Advisory Group. This is about a year old, this group. It meets every 2 months. Looking for a nomination for that position, please. Councillor De Brenny, Deputy Mayor De Brenny.
Yeah, Councillor Price, please.
Councillor Price, would you accept? Councillor Price?
I accept.
Thank you. Seconder for Councillor Price, please.
I'll second.
Councillor Satua, thank you. Nominations for the Tangentyea Women's Committee. Councillor Cocking?
Councillor Satua.
Councillor Satua?
Thank you. I accept.
Would you accept, Councillor Satua? Can I have a seconder for Councillor Satua, please?
Yes, I'll second.
Thanks, Councillor Banks. Are there any other nominations for the Women's Committee Family Safety Group? No? Out with the paper? Hey, I've reused this bit of paper. Don't throw it out because of that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, done, mate. I reused an old voting slip. So it could be nullified by the counter. When I spoke to the counter, whispered in his ear, said, I'm saving paper. I'm staggered that we're not saving paper. Gosh, look at it all. Can we add that one in?
Councillors, I declare Councillor Price elected.
Thank you. Okay, I'm now going to move on to the Alice Springs Water Advisory Committee. This is a nomination from the Town Council and an alternate. This is a ministerial appointment, meets as required. Now, Councillor Melky, you sat on this before? Okay. When does that run to? So when does it run to? That's all right. So when will it run to? What time last year? Okay. So So we need to vote on an alternate. So I call for an alternate for the Alice Springs Water Advisory. Yeah, so Councillor Brown held this before. Can I have nominations, please? Councillor De Brenny?
Yeah, Councillor Patterson, please.
Councillor Patterson, will you accept Councillor Patterson?
So when was the meeting?
They are as required. I think Councillor Melky did two last year?
Every 2 months.
Every 2 months.
I accept.
Thank you. Can I have a second of a Councillor Patterson?
Yes, I'll second.
Councillor Banks, thank you. Are there any more nominations for the Alice Springs Water Advisory Committee? Alternate?
I would like to nominate Councillor Cocking.
Councillor Cocking, will you accept?
Councillor Cocking is already a ministerial appointee to the Water Advisory Committee.
That fixes that. Oh. All right. No other nominations? Then, Councillor Patterson, you are the alternate from the Alice Springs Town Council. Thank you. Alice Springs Regional Economic Development Committee, we have a position on that which Councillor, the Deputy Mayor currently holds, is elected for a period of 2 years. What's the story on this one, Mr. CEO?
It's a nomination from Council. The Minister makes that appointment, and Councillor Brenny is on there for until February 2018.
Thank you. The Northern Territory Grants Commission, I currently hold a position there, have done for 9 years, and I've just had a 6-month extension. Minister McCarthy wants to get local government settled down, and then he'll re-advertise his position. So that's that one. Araluen Cultural Precinct Community Reference, it's a ministerial appointment. I've been appointed by the Minister for a 2-year extension on that one. And then there's the Ligant Administrative and Legislative Advisory Committee. That is a Ligant nomination from our council of Councillor De Brenny. He is still on that. I'm not sure how long that...
It isn't there, Mr. Mayor. However, I know that Councillor Brenny was only recently elected for or nominated for 2 years. Okay. So there'll be about probably 18 months to go.
So just two members, when a little bit later this evening, you'll see some other Ligant positions coming up. Every councillor, every regional council gets asked for a nomination. It's not an Alice Springs Town Council position on it. We will put a nomination in, but it could be somebody from Darwin or Catherine Litchfield, not Palmerston, and Catherine, who are the municipals?
Yes.
And that could come from any of those. So we do make nominations to those, but it's not... It's then got to be approved by the Minister. Ligant puts those nominations up. So that clears up all of those, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Can I just have a few moments just to check through for myself?
Yes. While you're doing that, Mr. Mayor, councillors, we'll get this information out to you as soon as possible. It will appear in the minutes of the next meeting, but prior to that, Alison will send it out to you for your reference.
Members... Is it Alison's job to send them appointments through their notifications? Or how do we get them all to know when these meetings are?
That's a role of a governance that takes place out of the Director of Corporate Community Services and Telly, that your councillors will meet. Telly will get onto that this week, and letters will be going out advising all those different groups who our current delegates are. So by the end of the week, hopefully everyone will be advised. If we know of a meeting coming up earlier, obviously we'll put a phone call through and let everyone know.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks a lot for that. Now going to move on to the ones I just spoke about, the Ligant representatives on executives and committees, 12.3.3. So the Ligant are calling for a nomination to the Ligant Executive for the following positions. Vice President, Municipal Councils. Alice Springs Town Council won't get anything in that because I'm currently the President, so there's no point in nominating anybody for that. The next one is Regional Councils and Shires, so we're not in that. There is an executive position, one for all councils, as long as the council doesn't have anybody in it. So again, we wouldn't have any position on the executive at this stage. We've done the names for the two delegates for the general and annual general meeting as required under Ligant's constitution. That was the Deputy Mayor and Councillor Banks, so we've done that part. Now we have some nominations to some Ligant committees. The first one is the Animal Welfare Advisory Committee. Again, I can't tell you when they sit at the moment. They're a matter of the notification will come out of the Darwin Ligant office. Is anybody in the room interested in the Animal Welfare Advisory Committee? Anybody want to be nominated for it?
I might just add, Mr. Mayor, councillors, nominations are not compulsory for for this group.
Mm-hmm. The second one is for the Heritage Council, and I would ask members whether they would nominate me for that position on the Heritage Council. That's my question.
I'll do that. I'll nominate the Mayor if I could, please.
Thanks, Deputy Mayor. Would there be a seconder for that?
I second it.
Thanks, Councillor Ulrich. A vote on that. Will there be support for that on the Heritage Council? Those in favour? Any against? All right, thank you. NT Ministerial Council on Multicultural Affairs. This is a new position. We've been invited by the Territory Government. I'm looking for nominations. Anybody interested in the Multicultural Affairs Ministerial Council? Okay. The next one's the Northern Territory Place Names Committee. A former councillor, Councillor Brendan Heenan, was our nominee on this. He's received his notification from the Minister in the last week that he's no longer on it. Interestingly, then they called a meeting, Place Names Committee, so there's nobody from Ligant attending that meeting because the position's been declared empty. So we're looking for anybody in this council would like to nominate for the Northern Territory Place Names Committee.
I'd like to nominate Councillor De Brenny.
Councillor De Brenny, would you accept that?
I'd accept.
So I need a seconder for the Northern Territory Place Names Committee for Councillor De Brenny. Deputy Mayor De Brenny, thank you, Councillor Price. Are there any other nominations? Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. The Northern Territory Water Safety Advisory. The former Mayor of Vic Daly sat on this one. He didn't contest the election. That position is now empty. Any members interested in the water safety? This is around swimming pools and children's safety. It's a very important advisory council to the government. Is anybody interested in sitting on that? Okay, thank you. And then there's the National Local Government Drug and Alcohol Advisory Committee. This was also Steve Hennessy, the former mayor of Vic Daly, and that position is now... One is a national body. So, Councillor Cocking?
I'm interested in that position.
You're interested in that position? Okay. Got a seconder? Yep. Deputy Mayor?
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else? All those in favour of Councillor Cocking being nominated? Thank you. Okay. We've completed all those. And these will come up regularly from Ligant. To our meetings.
I'll just follow up with those particular councillors. There is further information on your personal details required, but Alison will be in touch very soon on that.
Okay, thank you. Now move on to 12.3.4. This is an application. Sorry? Well, first of all, if they want to discuss it, you can, yes. Yeah, so he's declared already. Okay, then. Off you. Thank you, Councillor Cocking. Agenda item 12.3.4. Recommendation is there. Is there any discussion or somebody move the recommendation? Move, Deputy Mayor. Seconded, Councillor Price. Those in favour? Any against? Could somebody go and get Councillor Cocking, please? Thanks, Councillor Cocking. We now move on to item 12.3.5. The recommendation is there. Somebody happy to move that recommendation? Deputy Mayor, a seconder, please. Councillor Price, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. What will we do to get rid of these guys? Not wrong. Now, any questions without notice, please? Okay, is there any other general business from councillors? Just to advise you under this section, if there is, you need a mover and a seconder for the matter to be discussed. No? Thank you. Matters for the media will be attended by the media who are present this evening. Thanks very much. The next ordinary meeting is the 23rd of October here in this chamber at 6 o'clock. All those invites will be sent out. Now, could I ask, that there being no other business, that a member move to adjourn to the confidential section? Deputy Mayor, can I have a seconder, please?
I'll second.
Councillor Patterson, those in favour? Thank you. Just a few minutes break, if we could. Chance for everybody, then we'll come back to confidential. Thank you.